you can say something and hurt a person's feelings very easily. There's a person who's, anything you say, you've got to be careful what you say, you might hurt his feelings. You might say that person is...
tenderhearted?
Uh-huh. Would you say, touchy or fretful? What if a person gets mad quickly?
Well, a person get mad quickly, they call him high-tempered.
Okay. What about short patient or testy?
Well, we have people with short patience is can't be bothered long, quick to give up.
Okay, what other words can you use for angry or mad?
Well, you say easy to get mad.
Uh-huh. You say a person is head up or shirty or mean or ugly or owly.
Well, we use the word kind of being mean when it's high-tempered like that.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about something that's someone who's strange, a little different? Someone or something that's strange or different, unusual sort of.
Well, we use words he kind of, he or she ain't real.
Uh-huh.
Or she slow to think.
Uh-huh. What's the word, queer or quar? You ever heard a word like that?
Yeah, we have people that we call queer, have queer ways.
Uh-huh.
Don't have nothing to say. Just queer and seem like just different from anybody else.
Uh-huh. Okay, what would you use if you're, what word would you use to describe someone who's tired? Say you've been working all day, and you come in, and you might say, I'm just what?
Just tired.
Uh-huh. Just... what if you're really tired, though?
Well, use the word that we just give out.
Okay. And if someone has just completely given out, you'd say he's just what?
Just give out and give up. We can't go no further.
Okay. Would you say, wore out or tore into or broke into?
Just wore out.
Okay. If someone is really eager to do something, you might just say, well, he's just a what?
Yes, sir. Well, he's just quick to do or quick to think or quick to speak.
You say he's a raring to do something?
Yeah, he'd be raring to do.
Okay. Okay, if someone, would you say, someone gets